Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
On today's show, do you need to bring your life back to life? Then you need to hear what Nicole Murdoch has to say.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the show today, Nicole Murdoch. Nicole is a 43-year-old stay-at-home mom who is active with her dogs and with her kids. So first of all, Nicole, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynette. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm really excited about what you have to share with everybody today. Now, I know that you are one of those people who thinks, well, what I'm doing isn't that special. But you know what? I really disagree with you because I think it adds so much to your life and that it can add a lot to the lives of people who are interested in what you're doing, and maybe they can apply it to themselves. So I know that you brought a quote for us. Let's start with that.
All right. My quote is, it's a quote that represents a hobby that I do with my dogs. The hobby is called dog agility. And the quote that I'm giving you represents the sport of dog agility, which is run clean and you run fast.
Okay, run clean and you run fast. Now, before we move on, Nikki, can you define what you mean by dog agility? Like, you teach the dogs things, and then what do you do with them? Where can people expect to see this?
Dog agility is a sport that you can do with any dog, and also it's a sport that you can do at any age. What it is it's an obstacle course for dogs. You let your dogs, they are predominantly off-leash when performing this sport, and it's a set of obstacles. There's three contact pieces of equipment, an A-frame, a dog walk, a seesaw, a series of jumps, a set of weave poles that where the dogs must enter on the right-hand side and compete through 12 poles till the end, a tire jump, a tunnel, a chute, and basically a judge at a dog show will set up the course. You will get 8 minutes to walk the course, and then you bring your dog to the start line, and you maneuver your dog through the obstacle course. And the quote being run clean is, first you want to run perfect. You don't want any mistakes. You don't want the dog to take a wrong course or refuse an obstacle. But then second, you want to run as fast as you can because it is a time sport.
Okay. I think that's so neat. And I want to know how this started for you.
I had just graduated from college and I saw it on TV. And I had a 6-month-old puppy, an Australian Shepherd named Deja Vu. And I researched and found that the Hungry Puppy on Route 33 was offering classes. So I signed my puppy and I up for the class. And I guess the rest is history. I loved it, and then one thing led to another. At first, I just thought it'd be a hobby for myself and my dog to do to get out of the house. And then the next thing I knew, I was actually signing up for dog shows where I could enter and compete for ribbons.
So question then, when you take your dog and you do these competitions, is it the kind of thing where your dogs have to be a specific breed or a pure breed, or can you take any dog?
Nowadays, you can take any dog. When I first started doing dog agility, there was two clubs predominantly. One was offered through the AKC, and in that club, you had to have a purebred dog. And then there was another club called USDA, United States Dog Agility Association. Nowadays, AKC is allowing mixed breeds to compete in the sport of dog agility.
Okay, I get it. All right, so how old were your kids at the time when you started doing this?
I actually did not have children yet.
Wow.
My husband was my instructor. Oh. I actually met him through the sport.
Okay.
And then I guess I began doing dog agility in 1996, and my first child was born in the year 2000.
Is this something that you and your husband do together then?
We do. It is a great family sport. My first child was brought to her first show when she was 5 weeks old. From that point on, my children have gone to dog shows with us. My oldest child has her own dog that she competes with, a Papillon named Phantom.
Okay.
They're both at the master level.
So her dog's name is Phantom.
Yes.
And now what dog, you don't have the same dog still.
I do not. My very first agility dog was an Australian Shepherd named Deja Vu. And she was a dream. We had a lot of fun. We drove up and down the East Coast competing at various dog shows. She was my very first dog to get an agility championship on. It's called a MOC, Master Agility Champion, is what it stands for.
Okay.
To achieve that level, you have to get 20 qualifying scores. It's a double qualifying score per day. And you have, for every second that you're under course time, you get a point. And you need 750 points to get the title. It's a very hard title to achieve. It's not as easy as it sounds.
Okay.
She was my first dog that I was able to put a championship on. And she lived to be 14 years of age. And then my next dog was a border collie named Dash. He also achieved the championship title. And my current dog is Ace, another border collie, who we are in the process of working towards that title.
Now, I had Karen Babb Newhall on the show. She was one of my very first interviews, and she trains border collies, and she's self-learned. She taught herself how through books and things like that, and then she did work with a mentor for a period of time that kind of came to check on her to see how she was doing and guide her a little bit. When I go on my 50-state tour, I'm actually going to be spending a couple nights on her farm with her, and I'm going to be working with the border collies to herd sheep with them. So it should
Wonderful.
Be pretty interesting. Yeah, she just loves border collies, and it sounds like you do too.
I do. I love the border collie breed. I'm actually on a list for a puppy, so I'm excited to hopefully bring a puppy into my house this spring to begin training again.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, I'm sure that it is so much fun for the dogs.
For any breed that is as active as, say, a border collie or an Australian Shepherd, it's a nice sport for them because it keeps their minds active. It keeps their bodies physically active. And it gives them a job to do.
Right. You know what? That's exactly what my dog trainer said, who came over to work with Olive. She said that Olive is so smart that she needs her mind working. And Karen talked about the fact that border collies need a job to do.
They absolutely need a job to do, or they can be destructive.
Now,
or they just live their life very miserably.
Right, right.
I'm thinking maybe you need to check out the sport of dog agility for your puppy.
If I had the time, I honestly would think about it because I think it would help her be a little more disciplined as well.
Well, I can hook you up. So yeah,
I should look into that with her. So, Nikki, what kind of challenges or hesitations did you have? You know, here you are, and I know that this is reaching a really wide audience right now. We're in 78 countries and all of the United States. And I know that there are people who, you know, they love working with their animals and they're looking for something that would spice up their lives and make their lives just more exciting. And why not intertwine your love for your pet and do something competitive at the same time? Did you have hesitations or challenges before you took that step? And how did you work through it?
Very good question. The challenge was originally finding a place to learn from, a facility that actually could teach me how to train my dog to do the obstacles. Once you can find a very good club in your community, you just need to contact them and begin taking classes. I was lucky and I began with a very young dog. And it does take a lot of training. It's not something that you can just walk into a dog show having never trained for it. The difficulty is it does take some time. It takes a commitment. I generally will train my dog daily for short periods of time, multiple times during the day, especially with a younger dog. And your weekends, it almost becomes addicting. You find yourself wanting to sign up for any show that you can find, and you spend your weekends dog showing, getting up at the crack of dawn and driving. But I love it. I love the community. People are surrounded by people that love their animals, and we share something in common with each other.
I think that's so exciting when people join something new and get a whole new group of friends. Now, you and I are both working out at the Max together, and that's how you and I met. And even there in that setting, you know, I think you feel the same. We all kind of made this new group of friends, which is a lot of fun. And I had on the show somebody by the name of Chris Nordhaus. And after a very shocking separation from his wife that was going in the direction of divorce that he had no idea was coming, he got into the world of muscle cars. So he got a muscle car and it changed his life because he started going to car shows and on road trips. And he just built a whole community online and offline of new friends that changed his entire life. And it sounds like, you know, you just took a class and you took your dog who you loved to it, and it opened up this whole world, and you met your husband there.
I would say that this sport definitely changed my life. It at least put me on a path for the life that I have now. I met my husband, as well as many lifelong friends. I have friends that I met the first day I entered that class. People were at my wedding, my dog show friends that I'm still friends with today. I have friends that have seen my children grow up. It is a wonderful community to be a part of. And the people that I've met through this sport, I cherish with all my heart. My husband just happened to be introduced to the sport about maybe 8 years before I, and he was bored. He was single at the time, and he decided to teach it. So he brought a lot of us on board, and it was something that we could do together. And it, like I said, it's a very family-oriented sport. I was able to bring my children to the shows, and people raised my children. They helped raise my children with me.
I think that's awesome. I love it. What do you think that you learned about yourself through all of this?
I think it just gave me the confidence. It gave me a distraction too. Being a stay-at-home mom, I think that I definitely get absorbed into my children. And this was something that I could do for myself with my own time.
I think that's also going to be very important as your kids get older, which they are starting to get older, because how old are your kids now?
I have a 15-year-old and 11-year-old.
Right.
So my 15-year-old is a sophomore in high school, and I definitely agree with you. The reason why I am on a list for a new puppy is because I do realize that when my children start to leave home, it will leave me very empty. So at least this way I have my dogs and I have a sport that can keep me active, where I can spend my time.
And it keeps your competitive juices flowing, which I love that too, that you said, you know, you get to be competitive. And you could be competitive at, I mean, how old do you think you could see yourself doing this until?
I have seen people in their 90s going out with their dogs and walking around the course and doing a great job. I think you're as young as you want to be. And if my body will allow me to, I would like to do this definitely into retirement. It's a sport that anybody at any age can do. And I think you see children doing it. And I think you see the extreme I've seen women and men in their 90s, 80s, spending time with their dogs competing.
Have you ever thought about teaching?
My husband and I did teach, and then when we had children, I did stop, predominantly because most of the classes were at night to be taught, and I wanted to be home with my children.
It might be something that you think about for the future.
Definitely. It could be a possibility. I do enjoy it. I think actually my husband is a very good teacher for the sport. He was our teacher for several years.
Well, then you'll have a very good mentor, but you know what? You always downplay yourself. So I'm sure you would do just as great. Now, if somebody is sitting out there listening right now and they're like, "Ooh, I want to read a book. I need some resources on this." What would you recommend?
My very first book that I bought was a book called Agility Training, The Fun Sport for All Dogs. It was written by Jane Simmons Moak. And I think it gave a good intro to the sport as far as the different obstacles. And just basically, it began my training.
Okay. So now this part of the show, we pick up the pace. It's Motivate Me, Express to Success, 60-second responses or shorter. So if I say, you know, for people to act, they need to first envision it, then explore it, and then execute a plan. So for somebody to envision themselves becoming an agility trainer for dogs, what should they see?
First, they should see whether they have a love for the dog. They also need to be realistic. Do they have a dog that is healthy enough and basically young enough to begin such a sport? When you walk to the line with your dog, usually your adrenaline is pumping, and you can envision yourself being in a first place spot with your dog. If not, you know that when you leave for the day, that you got to spend time with your best friend, and that you and your best friend worked as a team to get through the obstacles. And in the end, it should be that you had fun, that you and your dog had a great time for the day.
Okay, so you're also saying envision building a stronger relationship with your best friend.
Definitely, I would agree to that.
Okay, so then to explore this, if they want to look into this maybe in their area, how can they explore or research this for themselves before they make the decision?
I would contact your local dog clubs. There is generally various dog clubs in your area. I belong to a club called Bayshore Dog Club, located in Eatontown, New Jersey. I've been a member of Bayshore for about 18 years now. And in that club, we offer classes for not only agility, but obedience as well. But there's also, that's the avenue I would first choose, is to contact a dog club in my area.
Yeah, that's really great advice. So find a dog club in your area. And then to execute a plan, what would the first baby step be?
I believe, like I said, to realize whether you had a dog that you could do this sport with. The dog, like I said, needs to be healthy, in a proper weight. It is very physically on their bodies. And whether you have the time to commit to it. And then I would follow through and find classes and sign up for a beginner agility class.
Okay, so beginner agility class.
Yes.
What closing advice do you have, Nikki?
Don't be scared to try something new. This could be a very rewarding hobby. It's something that would keep you and your dog physically fit and promote the bond between you and your best friend.
For contact information, now I know you're a part of Motivate Me, the ultimate support system, and people can contact you there. Do you have any other contact information that you'd like to share?
Well, people are certainly welcome to send me an email at Aussies, AUSSIES, the number 22, at Verizon.net. And there's also, locally, there's a New Jersey Agility Yahoo group that you can certainly sign up for. And it's a community of people that just discuss the sport.
Okay, and I'll make sure that I put all your contact information and the link to that in my show notes as well. That sounds really exciting too.
Okay,
so
thank you.
Before we go, Nikki, do you have a specific instance that you think about that kind of stands out for you when it comes to agility training, and your most memorable experience?
I think for me, each dog has given me one memorable experience. With my first dog, it was my very first show, walking to the line with her and realizing that we actually did much better than I thought we would do. And then for each dog, there's something to be said when you get that championship on the dog. It's a lot of work. And what we do as a community is you take the last bar that your dog jumped and you do a victory lap around the ring. And everybody stands and claps and applauds. And then everybody signs your bar. And I have those bars hanging up in my house. I think it just represents all the time and the bonding I spent with my dog.
I was just going to say, I think when I envision you walking around that arena and everybody clapping, they're saying, hey, Nikki, good job. All that work you put in to this challenge and that you put in to spending with your dog.
Yes. And I think we support each other well in that. And it's just a wonderful feeling of accomplishment.
It really sounds like, and I hope if anybody's out there listening and is on the fence about doing this, I think they should really at least get the book that you read and look into it that way. You know, maybe start working with their pet at home first just to see if they have the wherewithal to get involved in a program and then check it out.
You hit the nail. I think that's exactly what I would do.
Okay. Well, you know what, Nikki, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much, Lynette, for having me.
I loved spending this time with you. And listeners, this is the end of the show. This is where we give you a go do. So this is what Nikki and I would like you to do. Do exactly what we just talked about. Take a look at your pet. And you know what? Maybe you have a horse. You know, maybe you are thinking about getting involved in horse shows. You know, maybe you have a dog. Whatever it is. But look at your pet with the opportunity that you could open a whole nother world into your life. That's it for today, everybody. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.